So I want to start. By just talking about the Blue Jays for a little bit. Can we do that? The Blue Jays have not been doing so well this year. What does this have to do with anything? Just go with me here. Blue Jays haven't been doing so well this year. They did good yesterday. They've had a few good games, but they haven't been doing so well overall. And depending on whether you like the Blue Jays or not will depend whether you are rejoicing or not, or whether you even care about baseball, whether you even care about this or not. But the Bible calls us to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. So there's been some mourning in the Claussen household when the Jays haven't been doing so well. And the reason why the Blue Jays have not been doing so well is because they are not paying attention to what matters the most. Now, what? It's a good thing they don't listen to this because I shouldn't really be giving them baseball advice. But what matters the most in baseball is what happens at home plate. It is a matter of when you are at bat or in the field. Everything that matters is what happens at home plate. If you are at bat, you're trying to get runs from home plate all the way around the bases back to home plate. If you're in the field, you are trying to keep the opposing team from getting runs back to home plate. Everything in baseball is about guarding the plate. What happens at the plate? You got to guard the plate, guard the plate, guard the plate. What does that have to do with you and me? Yours and my home plate is our hearts. And what we all need to do is we need to learn how to guard our hearts. We need to treat it as aggressively as someone who is on the baseball diamond. Guard the plate. Guard the plate. Your home plate is your heart. And if you do not take the time to guard it, you will get yourself into trouble. And so we're going to read here from Proverbs chapter 4 some verses and what it says about the heart. Proverbs chapter 4, starting in verse 20. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Why? Verse 23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. I'm going to read that in the King James Version, verse 23. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it, out of your heart, are the issues of life. Anybody here lived long enough to realize that you have issues in life? Yeah, I see that hand in the back. You have issues in life. Anybody ever had issues before? Issues? Anybody still have issues? Yeah, absolutely. Where are your issues? In your heart. Out of your heart come the issues of life. Now, you're going to argue with me and you're going to say, no, no, Pastor Tim, my issues are my circumstances. My issues are my boss, my place of work. My issue is my spouse. My issue is my somebody else. And we say that our issue is from outside of us, but in fact, your issue is in your heart. I'm going to read this out of the New Living Translation. It says this, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. You're going to hear preachers and pastors, you're going to hear me say, you know, many times when we get up, we'll say, this is the one thing that you need to pay attention to. This every Sunday, this is the one sermon you need to hear. Pastors are infamous for saying that. This is the one thing. But let me tell you this morning, this is the one thing. I know. I'll say the same thing next week. But this is a big deal. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. What is in your heart will determine the course of your life. Another word that could be used in a translation is boundaries. What is in your heart is so important to guard what's in your heart because what's in your heart determines the boundaries of your life. What you are willing to do in terms of boundaries, in terms of borders, in terms of where you are going to go in your life is determined not by things outside of you, not by if you got dealt the right hand, but by what's in your heart. And so this morning, I'm here to tell you, you got to guard your heart. Somebody say, guard your heart. Turn to the person beside you and say, you really need to guard your heart. You've got to learn. I can tell just by looking at you, you really need to guard your heart. No, don't say that. Guard your heart. Be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. Keep them within your heart. So how do you guard your heart? How do you guard your heart? You guard it from every influence around you. And you guard it from anything that does not line up with the Word of God. You guard your heart by being careful what you listen to, who you listen to, and you make sure to constantly compare it with the Word of God. This needs to be what's in your heart. How do you know what to put in your heart? My son, be attentive to my word, incline my ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight, keep them in the midst of your heart. If you want to know what you need in your heart, it's this, not Netflix. That's a good tweet right there. If you want to know what to get in your heart, see, Netflix might bring you some relaxation. I enjoy watching movies. I enjoy watching baseball, as you can assume. That's good. That's good stuff. It might give you a little bit of relaxation, but it will not bring you life. Have you ever turned off the TV and thought, wow, I just feel so lifted up. I feel like I could take on the world. No, you turn off the TV and you think, I could use a snack and a nap. Watching television does not drive you to do great things in life. But when you get the word in you, listen to what it says. It is life to those who find it. It is like breathing fresh air in your lungs when you get the word of God in you. It is healing to all their flesh. You need to get healed? Maybe you could just skip the whole part about praying about healing and just get in the word. And the word will just heal you. The Lord said, I sent my word and it healed them. It's healing to your flesh. And so we've got to learn to guard your heart, guard your heart, guard your heart, guard your heart. Guard your heart from thinking that tries to distract you from the Bible, thinking that tries to say, well, you know what, this book, Pastor Tim, this book's pretty old, and we're going to have to do some updates to this if we want to stay with the times. No, guard your heart from that. Because the word says that the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Forever. Are there cultural things in here that we should be made aware of that help us applying the scriptures? Yes. But you don't change the teachings of the word. You got to guard your heart against those things. You got to guard your heart against bitterness. If you have bitterness in your heart, you will live a bitter life. You got to guard your heart against unforgiveness. If you've got unforgiveness in your heart, you are going to have a very difficult time forgiving people. Very difficult time. You hold on to things. So what we need to learn to do is get the word in our hearts. Once you get the word in your hearts, amazing thing happens. It starts coming out your mouth. And when it starts coming out your mouth, it starts changing the way that you live your life. It starts changing it, drawing you up to a higher level. We got to learn to forgive. People say, well, I don't want to forgive right now. I just want to be angry. Have you ever thought that? I'll forgive later. I just want to be angry for a little while. Right? It's not how this works. You start now. You start immediately. You read in the word where it says, forgive if you have anything against anyone. Is that clear enough for you? Forgive if you have anything against anyone. Forgive them. Think, well, how do I do that? I'll tell you how you do it. You do it by faith. You don't do anything in this life without faith. You forgive people by faith. You say, God, I forgive so-and-so. I forgive them in Jesus' name. You make a decision, a quality decision to forgive them. And then the next time you see them, what is your flesh going to do? You're going to have all these feelings come up on the inside of you that are going to try and convince you, you didn't really forgive them. And so now you go, oh, I guess I didn't forgive. No. You forgive by faith. You forgive by faith. Can I show you how to do that? So I've forgiven Joyce of everything you've done against me. You haven't done anything against me, by the way. I love you, Joyce. I've forgiven Joyce. But the next time I see her in church on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock service, my flesh starts just going, "Rrr." I got to go talk to somebody over here because I don't want to talk to Joyce. So what does it look like to forgive somebody by faith? You drag your flesh right over to Joyce. Joyce, it's so good to see you. How are you? I love you. It's so good to see you. Welcome. I am so glad you're here. And my flesh is going, and I'm saying, "Joyce, I love you." Now you say, "Pastor Tim, that's lying." No, it's not lying. I'm just practicing my faith. I'm putting action. I love you, by the way, Joyce. I truly do. If I'm really nice to you after service, don't think that I'm faking it. People think that's lying. People think, "Well, you're just putting on a happy faith." A happy faith. A happy face. "You're just putting on a happy face." No, I am telling my feelings what to feel. I don't let my feelings tell me how to live my life. "Well, you know, I'm just not feeling very well." Well, tell yourself to feel better. Tell yourself to feel better. David did it. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. I don't feel like worshiping today." Well, that's okay. Guess what you do when you don't feel like worshiping in church service? Guess what you do? Both hands right in the air. Do this. "Oh, I don't feel like doing that." Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You do it by faith. "God, I love you. I don't really feel like I love him right now." Doesn't matter. Start doing it by faith. Start doing it by faith. And the more that you do it, the more that it wells up in your heart. And the more that it wells up in your heart, guess what's going to happen? It's going to come out of your mouth. Luke 6:45, Jesus said this: "The good man out of the good treasure of his heart produces good things. And the evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart will produce evil things." Now you think, "Well, which one am I? How do I know if I'm a good person or an evil person? Is it based on what I do? Is it based on my works? Is it based on my efforts? Is it?" No, it's not based on that. Whether or not you are falling into the category of a good person or an evil person is based on what's in your heart. And Jesus went on to say this right after he said that. He said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." If you want to give yourself a little spiritual checkup to just see, how am I doing? I wonder how I'm doing spiritually. Just go ahead and listen to yourself. Just listen to yourself. If you want to know how you're doing financially, just start writing down every dime that you spend. That's how you indicate how are you doing financially. You track it. What am I spending? I'm spending more than I'm making. Well, that's a problem. Hey, you want to know how you're doing spiritually? Listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth. It's an instant x-ray into what's in your heart. If you find yourself complaining a lot, guess what's in your heart? Bitterness. Frustration. See, but if you can get love on the inside of you, you know what's going to come out of you? Love. You start meditating on the fact that how much God has forgiven you, you're going to find it easy to forgive others when you stop and remember how much God's forgiven you. And you keep putting it in your heart. You keep putting it in your heart. How do you do this? "My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart." Keep the word of God in your heart. You got to keep it in your heart. So I had a conversation with someone the other day, and we were talking about the importance of the word. And we said, you know, to say something like, "Yeah, but I read my Bible on Tuesday," is like saying, "I ate breakfast on Tuesday. What about Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday?" If you want to have life, healing, deliverance, peace in your life, how do you do it? "My son, incline your ear to my word." It's right here, Proverbs 4, 20 to 23. You build your life on this. Incline your ear to the word of God. Guard your heart with all diligence, because out of your heart, it's going to determine the course of your life. Jesus took things a little step further. Jesus, he said, you know, you've heard it said, you shall not murder. Isn't that a good commandment? That's a good commandment. Can we all just agree that's a good commandment? Let's not kill people. Amen. Okay, it's good. We're all on the same page. Jesus says, you've heard it said, don't murder. But here's what I say to you. If you're angry at somebody, you will be judged as a murderer. See, some verses we like highlighting and some of them we like scratching out. Right? Give me my red marker for that one. Yeah, thanks, sweetheart. And then he goes on to say this. He says, you have heard it said, don't commit adultery. Can we all agree that's a good idea? Don't commit adultery. Let's live by that. But he says, let me tell you this. If a man has lust in his heart for a woman, he's already committed adultery in his heart. What's Jesus doing? What's Jesus doing? He's taking the external act of sin and he's drawing it back to where it began. Where did it start? In the heart. You know that murder isn't a murder issue, it's an anger issue. You know that adultery isn't an adultery issue, it's a lust issue. See, Jesus is tracing back. He's saying, don't look at just the external sins, the external things that we do. Take a look at where it came from. It came from here. It came from here. It came from here. Trace it back. Oh, you mean the problems with me? Yeah. Yeah. Here's the good news. Jesus can heal this. He can heal it. He can heal it. Don't walk out of here feeling condemned, feeling all. Every pastor told me that all my problems were all my fault. That's what I learned at church today. Jesus can heal it. He can turn it around. And what's he going to get in your heart in abundance is going to come out of you. So if you've currently got junk on the inside of you, junk's going to come out. I don't care what kind of a filter you try and put on your mouth. See, this is what the majority of us as believers, we have a battle between our heart and our mouth constantly. Because we know we shouldn't say certain things, think certain things. And so we're constantly battling something between our heart and between our mouth. When what we should be doing is just dealing with the heart. Guard the heart, guard the heart, guard the heart. Guard the heart. You want to keep your family strong? Guard your heart. You want to keep your finances strong? Guard your heart. Be careful how you view money. You better be careful how you look at money. You'll ruin yourself. But money isn't a money issue. It's a heart issue, isn't it? You know that giving isn't a generosity issue. It's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. Everything in life traces back to the heart. And we have a God who heals hearts. I've been sent here to heal. What did Jesus say? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to, these are one of the things he said, to heal the brokenhearted. I qualify. Anybody else qualify? Brokenhearted. And Jesus can give you a new heart. And I'm not just talking about giving your life to Jesus, getting born again. That's the starting point. I'm talking about continually experiencing a healing in your heart. Where you're actually changed on the inside. This isn't behavior modification. Loving Jesus isn't behavior modification. It's heart transformation. Heart transformation. Thank you, Lord. How do we do it? My son, be attentive to my word. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. I need the word in my eyes. I need it in my ears. It's going to get into my heart. And then it's going to bring me life. It's going to determine the course of my life. Who you are today is based on what was in your heart yesterday. God wants to do some work in hearts this morning. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your hand upon us today, Lord. God, I thank you that you don't look at us in anger. Lord, you see us through the blood of Jesus. And you have such grace and compassion for us, Lord God, that you want to do a work in our hearts today. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for reaching into our hearts, Lord. And begin a process today, Father. Change us. Change us. Mold us, Lord. Mold us, mold us, mold us. May we look more like you every day. God, I thank you for your presence here with us, Lord. Hallelujah. What we're going to do